With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. The candidates competing to be Montana's next Secretary of State sparred in a weekend debate hosted by MTN News. The Democrat accused his Republican opponent of working for a corrupt administration and said he'll clean up the Secretary of State's office. The Republican stood by her work and experience and labeled her opponent clueless. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The Deputy Secretary of State and State Senator were critical of their opponent's work experience throughout the debate. Republican Christy Jacobson said that in her last 3 years with the Secretary of State's office, they've cut the number of employees by a third, decreasing spending, and modernized the online business registry to make it accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days per week.
And I have the education and the experience to properly lead Montana elections.
Democrat Bryce Bennett, who served 5 terms in the state legislature, says staffing reductions have hurt the office's ability to do needed work, and it's time for a change in leadership.
I see an office that is led by my opponent that has been plagued with corruption and incompetence.
Bennett said that corruption has come from current Secretary of State Corey Stapleton. Bennett pointed to an audit that found Stapleton misused a state vehicle to commute from Helena to Billings and several state contracts that were awarded to a political ally. Stapleton is leaving the Secretary of State position after 1 term and after an unsuccessful run in the Republican Party's primary for the U.S. House. Views over mail-in voting distinguished the candidates during the debate. Jacobson accused Bennett of supporting voter suppression by supporting all-mail ballot elections during the ongoing novel coronavirus pandemic. Jacobson said she would fight to allow for access to in-person elections for people who want that. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock made an emergency rule in August allowing counties to choose to run all-mail ballot elections in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. That option still allows for in-person voting. 45 of Montana's 56 counties have filed plans to take Bullock up on the offer. Republicans have since filed a lawsuit asking a court to stop Bullock's emergency rule. Jacobson was asked during the debate if she supports that lawsuit. She said the Secretary of State's office has to follow the law and did not say whether or not she supports the legal action. Bennett defended running all-mail ballot elections during the pandemic, saying voters shouldn't have to choose between their health and voting. Voter registration policy was another point of contention. Jacobson says she doesn't support online voter registration. She said it hasn't worked well in other places.
We need to keep Montana special and not turning it into California or Colorado.
Bennett said the state should look at tools like online voter registration and that it's about making sure everyone has the opportunity to vote.
My record is about making sure that our elections have the highest integrity because I know that Montanans expect that.
Election day is November 3rd. Absentee ballots are available October 2nd for voting in person for those counties that opt to run a mail ballot election. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.